is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, yo? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to the mid-season finale. Yes, Talking Gotham. That's what the show is called. I'm Mike of iWatchMike.com. I'm not sure if I already said that already, but I'm saying it again. We're going to be talking about Season 4, Episode 11, Queen Takes Night, that aired December 7th. So almost like a month ago, but like I've been saying and saying and saying, I have a three-year-old and a little over two-month-old son. So it's a little crazy here at the house, but I'm finally here with you guys. I got to say, this mid-season finale, holy smokes, this was so good. A lot of crap happened. Serious crap happened. And I've got like two pages, and I know that some of y'all are like, Jesus Christ, Mike, we don't want to hear all that crap. Let's get to the good stuff. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to kind of like talk about my favorite stuff that happened. And feel free to chime in wherever you're hearing this. If it's on Twitter, if it's on Instagram, if it's on Snapchat, if it's on my blog, iWatchMike.com. Feel free to leave your thoughts. Audioboom.com, wherever you're listening to this. I have an audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Which has this show on here as well. But if you go to iWatchMike.com, go to iWatchMike.com on my blog. On the top, you see podcasts. Everything is there. So you don't – yeah, I know I'm saying a bunch of crap. But still, there it is. So let's get into it. See if I can fast. I can make this sucker. Let's see here. Love the great start is what I have here. Great start. The Sirens and Sophia head over to Penguin's Club. I thought that was great. The action, boom, just starts off mid-season finale with hotness and girl power and just whooping ass. Loved it. Tabitha torturing the Penguin's guy. I thought it was awesome. Going over to the house when Sylvia gets that call and dun-dun-dun. I did not see Don Falcone showing up. He does. He is pissed at Sylvia. Even the girls are like, oh, this is kind of awkward. Maybe we should leave. And damn, he slaps her. Don Falcone's like, psh, puts his daughter in check because she's just been messing things. And didn't see Penguin come out? You know Sylvia was pissed. Then a drive-by happens, and I'm a little pissed off because if anybody that knows me has been listening to our podcast since the beginning, I have been a huge fan of Don Falcone. I have liked him a lot. He's just badass and just cool, and he's got swag, and he's got, I'm not saying morals because he's a gangster, but, you know, he's got that moral. He's like old school, and that, yeah. So to see that, like, I was like, what? No! Boys in the Hood stuff. What's going on? So I was pissed about that. Not gonna lie. The funeral was pretty sad to see Victor Zsasz. You could just tell. And then when he went up to the casket and put the bullet in there and then left, the Penguin was pissed off. Yeah, I wasn't happy with that. Yeah, it just sucked because he was such a big part of Gotham. I mean, in my intro, I didn't change the intro because I know some of y'all were like, "Hey, you're in season four. It's a different intro." But still, it's Don Falcone talking. Respect. Let's see what else. Penguin shows up at the GCPD with his goons, and the GCPD are like, nope, whatever. So it's good to see that the guys, the cops, are getting back on Jim's side, which is great. Let's see what else. Zsasz goes to Penguin and asks him if he had anything to do with Don Falcone's death, and of course he says he doesn't, and, you know, of course the underworld's not happy at Penguin right now. Whatchamacallit? Victor Zsasz lies because he's kind of working with Sophia, and holy crap, he denies and says that Penguin killed Martine, which we all know. Spoiler, go away. Okay, we all know it's true. He didn't kill him, and Victor took him away, and Penguin doesn't even know where he's at, which is great. But man, when Jim went up to him, he was like, "You know, you don't get a pass for this." He's like, "Jim, not now." I was like, oh, Jim, back off. Give him a little air. Give him a little space. Let's see what else. Alfred and Bruce. Oh, my gosh. This kid. What the hell? You know what? We want to put Bruce in scared straight. He ain't going to get hurt because he knows how to fight. But you need to put him in there and give him a little dose of reality because, holy shit. Okay, I'm not mad at Bruce having two girls in bed. Kudos, Bruce. But when they got back to the whatchamacallit and they fight, And Bruce, hey, if you're going to step, this is the thing I look at it. Okay. If Bruce is going to step up to Alfred and he's going to get punched, that's what he get. You want, I mean, what did you think Alfred was not going to do? And, you know, so, and then to pull that bitch move of like going to the lawyers and then writing up those papers. And now Alfred is no longer his legal guardian and he's been fired. Oh, what a punch Bruce in the face. And probably if I try to fight him, he'd probably whoop my ass too. But still, I would hold on to his leg and bite his ankle and be like, what are you doing to Alfred? Oh, I'm so pissed. But hopefully Alfred is not too far. Hopefully Bruce is going to get himself into trouble and all of a sudden Alfred's going to show up like he always does. Does Bruce not remember he put a sword through him? Does he not remember? That whole scene, man, was, I was so pissed. Let's see what else. Bullock says a few things to him at Jim at the funeral. So at least they're talking, right? but then he turns in his gun and badge. Oh, no, it's another one. Because they're like peas and carrots. Like I said before, peas and carrots, cereal and milk, hot dog and a hot dog bun, ketchup and mustard. Peas and carrots. Did I already say that one? I can't. Bullock better not leave. But you know what? I'll take him leaving than him dying because I like Bullock. He's another one since day one. Fan of Bullock. I thought it was awesome when Tabitha, when all the crap's going down, when Jim and them are going out, the GCPD are going after him, and then Tabitha and Selena and Barbara are tied up, and then Tabitha falls. Thought that was a great part. Great. These three girls are just awesome. I love these three girls. Riddler still arguing in the mirror because the Riddler is telling Nigma he's in love with Lee. So I'm waiting to see how that's going to pan out. Grundy hears music. Tabitha is going to go make it a point to make him snap out of it. She doesn't after beating his ass over and over and over. But then at the end, he's like, where the hell am I? Boom! Butch is back, which is great. And that was another, you know, cliffhanger, like, in your face, audience. Not today. We'll talk about it later. I was like, oh, you writers, you bastards. Laszlo, Professor Pig, shows up, which was great. Come to find out, he's been working with Sophia. Sophia had her dad killed, which pisses me off. And I know that a lot of people out there know that how my feelings are for Sophia, that I like her. I'd marry her in real life. But she had my Don Falcone killed. And if she had her own father killed, she could have me killed. So I'd have to, like, if she was like, Mike, come over here and why don't you spend the night with me? I'd be like, no, get away from me. You're dead to me. So that's what I would say. And speaking of dead, she winds up shooting Professor Pig in the head, which pissed me off because I liked him too. And now Sophia owns his ass. That's her revenge. She wants to own Jim for killing Mario. Ugh. Pissed off. And then the ending of this. Penguin's in Arkham. He's pissed. All of a sudden you hear talking, taunting. Penguin's getting more mad. And bam! The Joker pops up. I know some of y'all are like, it's not the Joker. But I don't care. It's the Joker to me. That is going to be awesome. I cannot wait for the return. That's just, it's going to be so good. Because if you saw the trailer for when it comes back, like they get out and there's fighting going on and teaming up and, oh, I cannot wait. Gotham Returns in spring. I did notice something in the commercial because I wrote it down here. What the hell happened to my Ivy? Why is there a different Ivy? That's not my redhead Ivy. Like she's on the couch. She's like, Bruce Wayne. And he's like, Ivy? And then they kiss. I'm like, that's not my Ivy. That's an imposter. But I remember Ivy took that stuff. So did she change? But still, that's not the same girl. I like the Ivy, the second Ivy. I mean, the other one was like a little too young, but the other one was like, whoa. So another great mid-season finale. Great. Another great one. Yes. Gotham is just a great show. I don't know about y'all, but I love it. I do. So if you want to hear other reactions, podcasts, I used to do the show with my friend Amy McCracken with thevro.com, but then she sold out on me because she's like, I don't know if I like it anymore. What an idiot. I think that's it, people. So check out iWatchMike.com. That is my blog. If you go to the top, you'll see where it says podcasts. You click on that and bam, you'll see all the shows. Talking Gotham is on iTunes. It's also on audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find it there. Let's see what else. My Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy. Facebook, I Watch Mike. Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat, Mike the with a T-H-A Movie Guy. The other ones are the. This one is the. Because someone already had it. Man, what else? I think that's it, people, right? So, yeah, man, I appreciate everything. Oh, you know what? Hold on. Since I got y'all here, let's give some shout-outs to where's my thing at here? I'm going to give some shout-outs to some of the peeps that some of the cities that have been listening, or countries, actually. Because I will butcher some of these cities for sure. Okay, this is going to be for the past 30 days they've been tuning in. Let's see here. What do we got here? That's not what I want. I want to know down here. Yes, here we go. Shout-outs to, Japan, Poland, United States, Ireland, Canada, Italy, Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, and Switzerland. Those are only the top 10. So if you're living somewhere else and you're like, you didn't say my thing, it's only the top 10. That's all I have on here, so you can't blame me. And some of these cities I cannot say, so I'm not going to say anything about that. So thanks for all the reshares, likes, shares, comments, all that good stuff. I appreciate everything. I'm just a fan of the show that likes to express my feelings. That is it, people. Feel free to leave a comment wherever you hear this, and have a great weekend. And like I said, spring coming back. Hopefully I will come back recording. Hopefully my kids will get bigger. And they'll give me more time to watch, and that way I can record. If not, I'll write some. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but we'll see when that happens. So that's it, people. Have a great weekend again, and thanks for tuning in, and I will talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
Ha 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 ha!